Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For an industry infamous for not having the best of exit strategies, plenty of the biggest stars have found almost as much success away from the ring as inside of it. The Rock and Batista went to Hollywood, Kane and Jesse Ventura got into politics, Trish Stratus and DDP healed bodies and minds with yoga, and they're not even the only ones, even if these next moves were perhaps a little lower profile. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are 10 WWE superstars who ended up with surprising jobs after wrestling. Number 10, AJ Lee, writing and advocacy. Former WWE Divas Champion and underrated stalwart of the pre-Women's Revolution era, AJ Lee hasn't really looked back since leaving wrestling in 2015, as well as setting up her own production company and writing a series of collaborative projects for the likes of DC Comics alongside actor Amy Garcia. AJ Mendez Brooks has become an advocate for mental health awareness since publishing her highly successful memoir, Crazy Is My Superpower. Endless words of wisdom followed as the years passed, with Mendez Brooks becoming one of the more prominent figures from WWE's recent past to note the fundamental problems with how they stigmatize crazy in their storylines. Number 9. Ken Shamrock, security for 50 Cent. Revealed by the world's most dangerous man himself during a 2014 Twitter exchange, Ken Shamrock spent time working as 50 Cent's bodyguard during a period out of the pro wrestling MMA spotlight. In a series of tweets, some of which included input from respected MMA journalist Ariel Helwani, Shamrock noted the following, that he was running his personal bodyguarding, adding, "It's been a pleasure working with you and your team. You are by far one of the classiest gents I have ever worked with. God bless," in response to his time with the rapper. Shamrock's been in and out of the pro wrestling ring and MMA cage a lot over the last four decades, but this diversion into protection was one of the more surprising left turns in a career that's had more than a few. Ultimately, the Call of Combat pulled him back, of course, and he'd make a string of appearances as recently as 2021 for Bellator and Impact Wrestling. Number 8. Maven Wall Street. Maiden Tough Enough winner Maven has recently rediscovered a modicum of pro wrestling fame thanks in part to the Major Wrestling Figures podcast involving him in their live shows. But it was during a chat with another prominent figure associated with the industry that he revealed what he does today. Speaking to Chris Van Vliet about life after running the ropes, he said, "Crazily enough, I work in the weirdest industry you can work in right now. I work in finance on Wall Street." As affable sounding now as he was two decades ago, the former hardcore champion may be hearing a different kind of bell in his new life, but nobody on Wall Street has ever entered the trading floor to a banger that hits as hard as his entrance theme. Number 7. Midian Chef. The former pig farmer, satanic cult follower, and part-time nudist unsurprisingly didn't revisit those chapters of his life when he eased into retirement, with Dennis Knight's second chapter instead revolving around food. There are no slop buckets to be found here, though, as put by the man himself during a catch-up with WWE.com. He said, "I found the fanciest restaurant in Clearwater and met with the chef. He really liked me, took me under his wing, and taught me all this super fancy stuff. If you want to have a fancy dinner at your house for you and your wife on your anniversary, I'll come over and cook a 4 or 5 course meal. You will be dressed, though, right?" Anyway, from time spent at Cafe Ponte and the Sand Pearl restaurant in Clearwater Beach, Knight kickstarted his own catering company and was most recently looking to parlay his culinary skills into a YouTube cooking show that brings in some of his former friends and colleagues from wrestling. Number 6. Tito Santana, Teacher. The steady hand on the tiller for WWE through much of the 1980s and early 90s, it came as little shock to see that Tito Santana has taken his skills to the classroom after mostly retiring from pro wrestling. Though the former El Matador still works sporadic and hugely well-received dates for independence, his main focus in life has switched to his work as a Spanish teacher at Eisenhower Middle School in New Jersey. Profiles for ESPN and Sports Illustrated found him beaming with his role helping at-risk children, still clearly harboring the fire he once effortlessly brought to his work between the ropes. Rumors and reports have also swirled in the past that he's politely declined offers to share his old skills at the WWE Performance Center. A bringing together of both his worlds, the task seems like one he could master with ease if he ever chose to revisit his first professional love. Number 5. Spike Dudley, Financial Planner. Continuing to live an extremely unique life after consistently and terrifyingly donating his body to the cause during his prime years, Spike Dudley moved into financial planning when he moved away from the squared circle. Applying some of his new skills to help the mindsets of others that may have once been in a similar field to wrestling, Dudley, real name Matthew Heisen, commented during a catch-up piece with WWE.com that a lot of the guys have gone through what I've gone through. You're on top of the world, making decent money, and then when that money stops, what do? You hear the stories all the time of athletes that made millions being broke. I want to become an educator to show people that there are ways to plan for the future. There's perhaps a little something extra to that educator line of thinking too. Heisen famously appeared on Beyond the Mat whilst transitioning from teaching to wrestling in a scene where he quoted Shakespeare as blood dripped down his face. It's good to know that in later life he's found a workable and safer compromise of all three trades. Number 4, Chris Nowinski, the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Rising to prominence as a concussion expert in the wake of the Chris Benoit double murder-suicide, former WWE superstar and Harvard graduate Chris Nowinski became one of the leading figures in sports head injuries, setting up the Sports Legacy Institute, later renamed the Concussion Legacy Foundation, for ongoing research into a crucial area of player-performer safety across all sports. He's since gone on to work directly with WWE, offering unique insight as somebody with both an academic background and detailed knowledge of the rigors of wrestling night after night. Number 3. Sean Stasiak, Chiropractor. The former Meat and Planet Stasiak had one of the stranger second-generation careers in wrestling, with his father Stan winning the old WWWF Championship as a transitional holder in the 70s, creating a slightly false legacy. Neither pressure or prestige, the man only really left memories for the people who saw him at the time. But when the son failed to get over even enough to take the temporary role of the father, he was deemed something of a missed opportunity. Through runs in WWE and WCW between 1998 and 2002, Stasiak always at least looked great and clearly took care of himself despite the rigors of the road. He managed to harness those skills into a second life as a chiropractor, as revealed on his personal website in a long and detailed Where Are They Now profile piece by WWE.com. As somebody always super committed to taking some incredibly silly bumps, it's nice to think he's the perfect person to know how to deal with it too. Number 2. Scotty Too Hotty, Firefighter. As if I couldn't love this man anymore. In 2013, former Scotty Too Hotty Scott Garland finally hung up the baggy jeans and left the worm behind to become a firefighter. Training as an emergency medical technician, he graduated from the Lake Tech Fire Academy in Florida and showed off the new life he'd kicked off in interest. But the call of wrestling, it remained strong. And in January 2014, Garland donned the gear again for a Too Cool Rikishi Monday Night Raw reunion against the three-man band before nipping across to NXT with partner Grandmaster Sexay for a pre-takeover NXT arrival contest with the Ascension the following month. His relationship with the Black and Gold brand became more pronounced 2 years later when he took on a role as a performance center trainer. And oh yeah, he was a zombie a while back too. The less said about that though, the better. Number 1, Bret Hart, Aladdin the Family Musical. Just look to the hitman himself for his comments on what working as the genie from Aladdin in a 2006 touring play meant to him, especially so soon after one of the more difficult spells of his personal and professional life. Speaking to GayCalgary.com during production, Hart said it was a chance to step up and try something different, and in a lot of ways, it's turned out so much better than I could have anticipated. The whole thing is so much fun for me. The script is really well written and drafted around my wrestling persona. Over the past 6 years, I've moved on from my wrestling persona, but walking out onto the stage and doing this role as the genie, it all comes back to life for me. If you miss my wrestling character, this is a way to see him one last time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.